Back in late August, when John McCain first announced Governor Palin would be his running mate, former Anchorage Daily News editorial page editor Larry Persily predicted her candidacy would help Don Young and Ted Stevens. Now it appears he may have been right. Persily says Palin's place on the ticket seems to have energized Alaska's hardcore Republican base.
Palin helped bring them out, and as long as they were in that voting booth, there's a good chance, better than not, they were going to go and check the box for Ted Stevens and Don Young. But looking at the election totals, a couple things are interesting. In 2004, George Bush carried Alaska over John Kerry with 61% of the vote, 35 to Kerry. In 2008, McCain-Palin, that same 61%, and Obama, 36%, which is pretty much the same as Kerry 4 years ago. So I guess the question is, having Palin there, John McCain still got the same percentage, 61%, as George Bush 4 years ago. So if there was a bounce, a positive effect from Palin, boy, he would have done really very poorly without her. But the other thing to look at is, we know now there's 50, 60,000 votes out there still to count, right? Absentees, questions, early vote. That'll bring this year's vote total up to 275,000, 280,000, give or take. 4 years ago, 315,000 Alaskans voted in the presidential election here. So you've got 35, 40,000 fewer votes this year than 4 years ago. So I scratch my head and think, well, if Palin excited Alaskans so much they came out to vote, how come 40,000 fewer Alaskans voted now than 4 years ago?
And Governor Palin returns to Alaska this evening. As she does return to the state, what do you think she faces?
Oh, I think she's got a lot of problems. I think, Governor Palin in her first 2 years picked off the easy, the low-hanging political fruit. She gave away money with the energy rebates. She kicked the oil companies again with taxes. She kicked the oil companies again with her plan for a gas line, which may or may not work. She put forth an ethics proposal, and the legislature passed it after they made it better. You know, that was the easy stuff. That was the Sarah Palin campaigning against the Frank Murkowski legacy. That stuff's gone now. So now she's looking at oil prices that are half what they were a few months ago, and at today's prices, if they were to hold, we're back to a budget deficit. In Alaska politics, when you don't have enough money to make everyone happy in the budget, you have a problem. She's also promised Alaskans by December, she will have a comprehensive, long-term, statewide energy plan. Everyone who's tried that has found that is not easy. She's also promised Alaskans by December she would have the legislation needed to build the natural gas pipeline that she thinks should go from Cook Inlet to Fairbanks. I haven't met anyone who really believes that's a great idea. So the easy stuff's gone. The harder stuff's in front of her. She doesn't have the money. The Democrats in the legislature and the moderate Republicans are no longer feeling sweet and lovey with her as they maybe did before. She's going to have a tough couple years.
Larry Persily is former editorial page editor of the Anchorage Daily News and a former member of Governor Palin's administration. He lives in Washington, D.C.